turning warmer.
Ben, thanks very much indeed. This is BBC Radio 4. Good morning. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Friday, the 8th of August. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle and Faroes. The general synopsis at midnight. Developing Atlantic low, moving rather quickly northeastwards, expected Bailey 985 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time. Rain, good, occasionally poor. South Utsira, 40s, Cromarty 4th. Southwesterly, backing southerly later, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Cromarty and 4th. Showers, good, occasionally poor later in Cromarty. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, Germanbite, Humber, Thames, Dover. West, backing south or southwest, 3 to 5. Mainly fair, good. White, Portland, Plymouth. Westerly or northwesterly, 2 to 4. Backing southwesterly, 3 to 5 for a time in north. Fair, good. Biscay, variable 2 to 4. Becoming north or northeast, 3 to 5. Drizzle at first in north, good, occasionally moderate. Southeast Fitzroy, northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in south, drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Northwest Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Seoul, west or northwest 2 to 4, backing west or southwest 3 to 5, fair, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon. Westerly, backing southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in North Shannon. Showers, good, occasionally poor later in Shannon. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. Southwesterly 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later in North Rockall and Northwest Hebrides. Rain, good, occasionally poor. South Bailey, southwesterly 5 to 7, increasing 7 to severe gale 9, veering westerly 6 to gale 8 later, rain or showers, moderate or poor, occasionally good. North Bailey, cyclonic 4 to 6, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 for a time, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in southeast, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 in northwest. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in south, but becoming variable 3 or less for a time. Showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor in south. Now, weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic. West, southwest 5, 1,900 metres, 1,006, falling more slowly. Stornoway, south, southwest 5, slight rain, 4 miles, 1,000, falling. Lerwick, southwest 6, recent precipitation, 8 miles, 999, now falling. Lucas, southwest by west 4, 16 miles, 1,008, now rising. Bridlington, west by south 2, 1,012, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west 4, 5 miles, 1,015. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by west 4, 5 miles, 1,017. Jersey, northwest 3, 9 miles, 1,018, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic. West 3, 5 miles, 1,018. Scilly Automatic. Northwest 2, 9 miles, 1,019, rising more slowly. Valentia. Southwest 3, 12 miles, 1,017, now rising. Ronald's Way. Southwest 4, 14 miles, 1,013, rising more slowly. Malin Head, southwest 5, slight showers, 4 miles, 1009, now rising. And finally, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, the United Kingdom will lie in a mainly west to southwesterly airflow during the next couple of days. Northern and western areas will have showers and there'll be an interval of heavy rain and gale force winds across northern and northwestern Scotland on Friday night. Southern areas will be mainly fair with lighter winds. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in northwest and 4 elsewhere. Showers and also rain at times in north. Good, occasionally poor in north and moderate in south. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 except in far south. Showers, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or southwest 3 to 5, backing south or southwest 4 or 5 later. Showers, then fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West or southwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwest 4 or 5 later. Mainly fair, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Westerly 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then westerly or southwesterly 3 or 4 later. Mainly fair, good. Northumberland to Selsea Bill. Westerly 3 or 4, backing southwesterly 4 or 5, veering westerly or northwesterly 2 or 3 later. Fair, good. Selsea Bill to Lyme Regis. West or northwest 2 to 4, backing southwest 4 or 5 for a time. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Westerly or northwesterly 2 to 4, backing southwesterly 4 or 5 for a time, except in far west. Showers later in west. Good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Westerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in north, backing southwesterly 3 to 5 later. Showers later. Good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. West 3 or 4, backing southwest 4 to 6, mainly fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Westerly 4 or 5 at first in south, otherwise southwesterly 4 to 6, mainly fair, good. Isle of Man. Southwest 4 or 5, increasing 5 or 6 later, fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in north. Showers then fair, then rain later. Good occasionally, poor later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southwesterly 4 to 6, decreasing 3 for a time in far north. Showers then fair, then rain later. Good occasionally, poor later. Mull of Kintyre to Arnamurchan Point. Southwesterly 5 to 7, decreasing 4 for a time in south, then occasionally gale 8 later. Showers, then rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwest 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times, rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. And finally, Shetland Isles. Southwest 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 at first, then backing south later, rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Now on BBC Radio 4, it's time for Prayer for the Day with Grace Thomas.
Good morning. This month I have an appointment scheduled in my diary to give blood. I feel privileged to be able to do this, not least as I get a free chocolate bar and a cuppa at the end. It may sound strange for someone to say that they enjoy giving blood, which inevitably involves a sharp needle, but I do, because whenever I go to the donation centre, I leave feeling hopeful. There in the waiting room are people of different ages and backgrounds, volunteering to literally give something of themselves to someone they will probably never knowingly meet. And there is a network of healthcare professionals ready to support and to ensure the donations get to where they need to be. In the book of Proverbs, there is this little verse in chapter 11 that reads, Some give freely, yet grow all the richer. I often think of that verse when I'm hooked up to the machinery in the donation centre, because I recognise the gift I'm giving, but also I recognise how much more I am being given. The sense of peace I gain from knowing that there are so many who give freely is a welcome antidote to the negative news and rampant consumerism that seems to dominate our world. And so today, my prayer is one of gratitude for all that I have been given and for all that I am able to freely give. I lift up thanks to God for the NHS, which enables people to benefit from others' donations. And I pray for the person who will receive my donation later this month, that it may bring healing and comfort to them. Amen.
That was Prayer for the Day with Grace Thomas. Now on BBC Radio 4, it's time for Farming Today with Charlotte Smith.
Good morning. Today, Scottish gamekeepers warn they may refuse to help tackle wildfires in a row over heather burning.
There's too much risk involved. When you go into an area that's unmanaged, if it's been mounded, say, for example, for trees, in the mounded areas, it's very dangerous to take machinery in there. And if machinery sticks in there and you've someone trapped in there, you know, there's a huge danger to life.
Let's start, though, with a quick but tasty plug for a programme you can hear this weekend here on BBC Radio 4. Kaz Graham got a dream gig for On Your Farm and ate her way around Kirkham's. They make traditional cloth-wrapped Lancashire cheese. Mrs. Kirkham's Lancashire is the last such cheese to be made year-round. And it's not just a brand name. Kaz met Mrs. Kirkham.
Definitely Mrs. Kirkham. Certainly do exist. Yes, I certainly do.
We were just talking about the tradition of cheese making around here. Did most farms make cheese?
They did, especially during the war. There wasn't a dairy where they could send the milk to locally.